Lesson 1. He's going to have an accident. Look, there's a student driver in front of you. He's driving dangerously.
Yes, he is. He's going to have an accident.
Oh, no. He's just hit a mailbox.
It's okay. They aren't hurt.
But look at the car. It looks really bad.
Now there's going to be a traffic jam. It'll take hours to get home. Look, it's going to jump.
It. Jump. She. Win. It. Take off. It. Land. They. Lift that car. He. Fall. It. Rain. They. Have a fight. Lesson 2. They're coming at 1 o'clock.
What are you doing, Mom?
I'm setting the table. Professor and Mrs. Boffin are coming over for lunch.
What time are they coming?
They're coming at 1 o'clock.
Here's Mrs. Boffin.
Hello, Mrs. Boffin.
Hello.
Where's Professor Boffin?
He'll be here soon. He's bringing his new invention. Here he is, Mrs. Clark. That's his new invention. It's a robot.
What time is he playing baseball?
He's playing baseball at 4 o'clock. He, playing baseball. We, having dinner. You, going to work. You, leaving work. He, catching the bus. She, coming over for lunch. They, starting school. They, finishing school. Lesson 3. We're leaving in 2 days.
Thank you for lunch.
Yes, it was delicious.
Thank you for coming. When are you leaving for your vacation in Egypt?
We're leaving in 2 days. We're flying to Cairo on Saturday. On Sunday, we're going to the pyramids.
In Cairo, I'm going to buy a magic carpet.
Professor Boffin, look! Your robot's running away.
When are you arriving at the station?
We're arriving at the station in an hour. You, arriving at the station in an hour. They, going to the circus next month. They, moving to a new house in a few months. We, having a math test on Wednesday. She, playing tennis in a few hours. You, planting the flowers in March. He, practicing the violin this afternoon. They, leaving for vacation in a few weeks. Lesson 4. This isn't yours, Dan.
It's the end of the school term. Dan and Katie have brought home their report cards.
Here's my report card, Dad.
This is very good, Katie. Where's yours, Dan?
Here's mine.
Your report card is very good, too, Dan. It's much better than your last report card. Wait a minute. This isn't yours, Dan.
Whose is it?
It's Tim's. You've got Tim's report card, and he's got yours.
Poor Tim.
Whose guitar is it?
It's my guitar. It's mine.
Whose flowers are they?
They're her flowers. They're hers. Guitar. My. Mine. Flowers. Her. Hers. Camera. His. His. CDs. Our. Ours. Rollerblades. Their. Theirs. Tennis racket. your, yours. Report cards, our, ours. Jump rope, his, his. Money, my, mine. Lesson 5. Pete had a toothache. A. Read the passage.
I'm giving you a math test tomorrow morning,
Miss Grant said to her class. Pete didn't like tests. In the afternoon, he had a toothache. His mom called the dentist. She said to Pete,
I'm taking you to the dentist tomorrow morning, so you're not going to school.
Pete smiled. The next day, Pete's mom called the school. Then she took Pete to the dentist's. The dentist fixed Pete's bad tooth. In the afternoon, Pete went to school.
Hello, Miss Grant,
Pete said.
I'm sorry I missed the math test.
But you didn't miss it,
Miss Grant said.
We didn't have it this morning. We're having it this afternoon.
Miss Grant smiled.
D. Say this rhyme. Left, right, left, right. Turn left at the traffic light. Look, left, look, right. Then look, left again. If the street is clear, cross quickly. Don't run. Left, right, left, right. Lesson 6. Who'll run an errand for me? Who'll run an errand for me? Will you, Katie?
Dan will go. I'm very busy today. I can't go, Mom. I'm busy, too. What's the errand?
I'm going to make ice cream, and I need some cream. But you're both very busy. Maybe I won't make ice cream.
Ice cream? I'll go, Mom. I'll go, Mom.
Don't fight. You can both go.
Who'll open the window?
I'll open the window. Open the window. I. Make a fire. He. Set the table. She. Run an errand. They. Hold the baby. She. Clear the table. We. Turn the CD player off. I. Vacuum the carpet. He. Lesson 7. Will you turn it on, please?
Katie, will you turn off the electricity, please? I want to change this light.
Can I turn off the electricity now, Dad?
Yes, please.
Katie, have you turned the electricity off?
Yes, I have.
Will you turn it on, please? I can't cook dinner.
Okay, I'll turn it on now. Dad, watch out!
Will you move the table, please?
Yes, we will before dinner. Move the table before dinner. Make your bed in an hour. Pass this note to Liz tomorrow. Play tennis with me next week. Pick some flowers this weekend. Turn on the CD player in a minute. Change the light this afternoon. Buy me this ring someday. Lesson 8. Could you get the key?
Ah, here's our car. Could you get the key out of my pocket, please?
There aren't any keys in this pocket.
How about the other pocket?
Here they are. That's strange. This key doesn't fit the lock.
Oh, no. This is the wrong car. It's exactly like ours, but it's not ours.
Hey, what are you doing? That's my car.
I'm sorry. We've made a mistake. Could you iron this blouse, please?
Sure.
Could you dust the shelves, please?
I'm sorry. I'm busy now. Iron this blouse. Dust the shelves. Sweep the kitchen. take out the trash. Pass me the keys. Put away your tennis racket. Clear the table. Set the table. Lesson 9. Can I have some, too?
Can I leave the table, please, Dad?
Not yet, Dan. We haven't finished our dinner.
Can I leave the table, Mom?
No, you can't, Katie. We haven't finished our dinner yet.
Could you pass the bread, please, Dad?
Of course, Dan. Here you are.
Can I have some, too? Here you are, Katie.
That was delicious.
You can't leave the table, Dad. We haven't finished our dinner yet.
Can I try on these shoes?
Yes, you can.
Can I play this computer game?
No, you can't. Try on these shoes. Play this computer game. Open this present now. Answer the phone. Practice the piano. Dive in the pool. Sail my boat. Call Liz. Lesson 10. I can fly. A. Read the passage.
On the morning of December 17, 1903, Wilbur and Orville Wright wheeled out their airplane.
The weather is good today. Will you try to fly the plane, Orville?
Yes, I will,
Orville said.
Could you check the plane? Will you make sure that everything is okay?
Orville climbed onto the bottom wing of his plane and started the engine. Wilbur checked the plane.
Can I try now?
Shouted Orville.
Go ahead,
shouted Wilbur. The plane moved forward. It flew about 3.5 meters into the air.
I can fly!
Shouted Orville. The flight lasted only 12 seconds. Its speed was only 48 kilometers per hour. It traveled only 36 meters. But it was the first powered airplane flight in history.
C. Say this rhyme. Flying man, up in the sky. Where are you flying to, flying so high? Over the mountains and over the sea. Flying man, will you take me? Lesson 11. I couldn't swim. Look at these old photos, Katie. I was 12 years old. I remember that summer very well. It was very hot, and I could play outside every day. I could go to the pool and lie in the sun, or I could go to the lake and try to catch fish. I could go to the beach and fly my kite. But there was one problem.
What was it, Mom?
I couldn't swim.
In 1850, you could buy land very cheaply. In 1850, you couldn't fly in a plane.
1850. Buy land very cheaply. 1850. Fly in a plane. 1682. See Halley's Comet. 1682. Go to the moon. 1930. Travel by airship. 1930, play computer games. 1790, ride in a stagecoach. 1790, drive a fast car. Lesson 12, I couldn't come to school.
You were absent from school yesterday, Dan. Where were you?
I couldn't come to school, Miss Grant. My mom took me to the doctor's.
Why, Dan?
I hurt my foot yesterday, and I couldn't walk very well.
I see.
I'm sorry I missed math. Math is my favorite subject.
What's your favorite subject, Pete?
Soccer, Miss Grant.
Soccer isn't a subject, Pete.
That's why I like it.
I couldn't fix the clock.
I fix the clock. She see the movie. We do our homework. He catch the thief. They cross the street. It reach the bird. He remember the phone number. She unlock the door. Lesson 13. It's too difficult.
Dan's class is having a music lesson. The music teacher, Mr. Brown, is showing the children a violin.
Who can play the violin?
I can, Mr. Brown.
Come and play this violin, Tim. Can you play this music?
No, I can't. It's too difficult.
Which instrument can you play, Dan?
I can play the piano.
Can you play this song?
Yes, I can. It's easy.
What about you, Pete? What can you play?
I can play soccer.
Can he answer the question?
Yes, he can. It's easy.
Can he answer the question?
No, he can't. It's too difficult. Answer the question. Easy. Answer the question. Too difficult. Buy the candies. Cheap. Buy the candies. Too expensive. Lift the desk. Light. Lift the desk. Too heavy. Cut the paper. Thin. Cut the card. Too thick. Lesson 14. He wasn't strong enough.
Last week, Dad took Dan and Katie to the circus. First, they saw a weightlifter. He was very strong. He picked up a heavy weight. He lifted it above his head easily. Then a clown appeared. He tried to lift the weight, but he couldn't. He wasn't strong enough. Suddenly, the clown picked up another big weight. He lifted it easily. But the clown's weight was only a bar and two balloons.
I couldn't lift the weight. I wasn't strong enough.
I lift the weight. Strong. He drive the car. Old. They ride the roller coaster. Tall. She win the race. Fast. He buy the diamond ring. Rich. It go into the mouse hole. Small. It jump over the fence. Big. She catch the train. Early. Lesson 15. Come here, Tabby. A. Read the passage.
Katie couldn't find her cat, Tabby. She looked everywhere. Then she heard a low above her head. She looked up and saw the cat. Tabby was stuck in a tree and couldn't climb down.
It's okay,
Dan said.
I'll go and get a ladder.
Dan brought a ladder, put it against the tree, and climbed up. The ladder was too short, so he couldn't reach the cat. He climbed onto the tree.
Come here, Tabby,
he shouted. The cat ignored him and went even higher. Dan went higher, too.
I still can't reach her. I'm not going any higher. This branch is strong enough for Tabby, but it isn't strong enough for me.
Dan shook the branch, and Tabby jumped to the ground.
It's okay, Dan. I have Tabby. She's safe now,
Katie said.
You can come down now.
No, I can't,
Dan said.
Now I'm stuck in the tree instead of Tabby, and I can't get down.
D. Say this rhyme. Where, oh, where has my little cat gone? Oh, where can he be? Has he gone to town to buy a new hat? Oh, no, he's stuck up a tree. The ladder's too short and the cat is too high. He'll just have to jump because he can't fly. He'll just have to jump because he can't fly. Lesson 16. It's the best.
Dad took a lot of photos during vacation. Now he's looking at them.
How do the photos look?
Not too bad. This one's good. Katie looks very pretty. This one's very good. It's better than the last.
Dan's eating cotton candy.
This one's excellent. It's the best. You look beautiful.
You took some good photos, dear.
This one of me is the worst. It's terrible. Who took it?
Sorry, I did.
Liz's report card is good. Lucy's report card is better than Liz's. Katie's report card is the best.
Good. Better. The best. Bad. Worse. The worst. Liz's report card. Good. Lucy's report card. Better than Liz's. Katie's report card. The best. Dan's photo. Bad. Katie's photo. Worse than Dan's. Mom's photo. The worst. Dad's cookies. Good. Mom's cookies. Better than Dad's. Mrs. Boffin's cookies. The best.
Lesson 17. It's the biggest one.
The Boffins have arrived in Egypt. Now they are on a camel tour to the pyramids.
Look! There are the pyramids!
They're magnificent. Can we get down off the camels now?
Yes, of course.
Is that the Great Pyramid on the right?
Yes, it is. It's the biggest one. It's almost 150 meters high.
It's bigger than the other pyramids, and it's older, too. It's more than 4,500 years old. Oh, no! Professor Boffin, watch out! The camel is eating your hat!
Tim is young. Dan is younger than Tim. Pete is the youngest.
Young. Younger. The youngest. Big. Bigger. The biggest. Nice. Nicer. The nicest. Busy. Busier. The busiest. Tim. Young. Dan. Younger than Tim. Pete, the youngest. My cat, big. Her cat, bigger than my cat. Their cat, the biggest. My garden, nice. Her garden, nicer than my garden. His garden, the nicest. Mr. Stone, busy. Professor Boffin, busier than Mr. Stone. Dad, the busiest.